Depression, a pandemic, is affecting over 300 million people in the world. It may be due to biochemical imbalance, genetics, weak personality, and even the environment one is exposed to or grew in. Circumstances. Often its cause is either unnoticed or unknown. Depression usually lasts longer than normal grief, sadness, and bereavement. It is often associated with negative thoughts developed due to a lack of objectivity or the result of a trauma. In my view, a lot of it has to do with the social, cultural, and societal factors whereby people suffer most in one environment but less in the other, such as Western surroundings versus Eastern environment. Depression is a serious medical condition associated with symptoms such as melancholy, loss of pleasure, loss of energy, difficulty concentrating, and suicidal thoughts. Depression is both a brain disorder and a state of mind. The brain is unique. It is the only organ whose function we consciously experience because the brain is the organ of the mind. Illnesses of the mind-brain affect tens of millions of people in the United States. Depression is by far the most prevalent, representing 99% of all mind-brain illnesses. Schizophrenia and major psychotic illness represent the remaining 1%. When the umbrella of depression encompasses major depressive disorder, and its related mood disorders include bipolar disorder, postpartum depression, post-traumatic stress syndrome, anxiety disorder, and suicide. Although there is no geographical data available, for some weird reasons, enough to vindicate my point is that, every day, approximately 110 Americans take their own lives, and roughly 3,500 attempts to do so. It means 40,150 deaths a year. Depression is the primary cause for someone trying to or committing suicide every 12 minutes. Suicide. Do not kill or destroy yourselves, for surely God has been most merciful to you, Quran 4:29. Sometimes it affects even ostensibly healthy, happy-looking, successful people. Although there could be multiple reasons, according to my observation, the main reason in such cases is the lack of objectivity. This type of people, rather than setting new goals or objectives, give up assuming they have reached the peak of their struggle. Depression may occur due to the reasons unknown to the suffering people. One of the reasons I observed is the lack of parity/compatibility, kuf in Arabic, between the spouses, more so, especially in intercultural, interracial, and interfaith marriages. Apparently, these couples look happy and satisfied, but the disparity in thoughts, cultures, or faiths lurking in their subconscious eventually pushes the weaker spouse into depression. Such couples often assume the roles of the dominant and the subservient. One starts dictating and the other starts obeying. One set the tone for overall relationships, including cultural, religious, and even thinking choices. Complying spouse, in most cases, happens to be the woman. Although submission or obedience is her intrinsic trait, her traits get trampled in such compliance instead of being nurtured and nourished, meeting the specific demands of her personality and upbringing. Remedial suggestion. 1. Dominating partner should become cognizant and step back to give her space while meeting her halfway. Mixing and matching the traits, traditions, cultures, and faiths of two people from different worlds would alleviate the problem. 2. Depression-suffering spouse should recultivate relationships with her parents, siblings, relatives, and friends. It will lead to slower-paced, intermittent assimilation, reducing her chances of slipping into depression, thus living a healthier and happier life. Islam is crystal clear on the marital dimensions of life, therefore did not approve of Muslim men or women marrying non-Muslim except when they convert. It creates the strongest bond of equanimity through faith between the spouses. Read/listen. https://shakir2.wordpress.com/2015/06/22/Muslim women marrying non-Muslim men/. Secular treatment. By inculcating positive thoughts, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, self-help, change of habits and behavior, etc. psychotherapy, in my view it should be without antidepressants, which most often are habit-forming and add to the problem at hand. Using the brain healing power, thereby regulating/training, conditioning or autopoiesis, should instead be promoted, for it is positive, healthy, and inexpensive. Most of the researches, classification of symptoms, and treatments thereof are the work of Western specialists. These, therefore, represent the Western cultural and societal and corporate perspectives. The sole motive behind employing a panoply of the treatment techniques is the maximization of profit. The medical industry is ignominious for profiteering. To overcome depression, think flexibly, not positively. In my opinion, this slogan is semantical trickery. Flexibility leads to an eventual end, that is nothing but positivity. Associative depression. Weak people, due to having mere knowledge of it, permeated by propaganda, advertisement, etc., would generally suffer from this kind of depression. My advice to such people would be to go, get a life. You do not have it. You just heard of it. People with a strong personality, high levels of positivity, usual religious involvement, organizational religious involvement, religious salience, and intrinsic religious motivation are at reduced risk for depressive symptoms and depressive disorders. Longitudinal research is sparse but suggests that some forms of religious involvement might produce a protective effect against the incidence and persistence of depressive symptoms or depressive disorders. Not surprisingly, given the poor research methods used in many of these studies, the results have been inconclusive, with some studies demonstrating a moderate negative relationship between religiosity and depression, i.e., more religious individuals reporting less depression. Islamic perspective. It seems that lifestyle modifications can considerably improve depression. Results from therapeutic lifestyle change, TLC, programs have indicated that factors related to lifestyle contribute to the development, maintenance, and treatment of depression. Therapeutic lifestyle changes offer a potentially safe and cost-effective option for depression management. There are many lifestyle elements whose modification can lead to depression improvement. These elements include physical activity or exercise, adequate and high-quality sleep, social relationships, especially with siblings, parents, and relatives, dietary modification, and recreational activities. Religious psychological studies show that integrating religious, Islamic, factors into psychological treatments can enhance the efficacy of the treatments. In our knowledge, this is the first attempt to investigate the lifestyle factors that are important in depression management from an Islamic lifestyle perspective. In this regard, research has shown that incorporating religious practices and beliefs into psychological treatments for depression is associated with positive treatment outcomes. It seems that religious integrations, instead of secular intervention, for Muslim patients can result in earlier remission of depressive symptoms. While Islam is the second biggest religion after Christianity, with over 2 billion adherents, the integration of its practices and beliefs in the therapeutic process of depression did not happen. Islamic lifestyle, per Muslim perspective in general, consists of a set of religious values, beliefs, norms, thoughts, and behavioral patterns based on Quranic teachings and the actions, sunnah, of the Holy Prophet. Peace be upon him. After investigating the lifestyle factors mentioned in these studies, we classified them into five categories, including physical activity, exercise, sleep, sleep hygiene and adequate sleep, social relationships, socializing, dietary modification, smoking, alcohol consumption, and eating breakfast, and recreational activities, light exposure, outdoor activity, and sunlight exposure. Here is the summary of these findings. Results/conclusions. 1. Smoking on a daily and non-daily basis was longitudinally related to depression. Depressed people with low physical activity with an excessive drinking pattern are more likely to become depressed over time. 2. The Mediterranean lifestyle might reduce the risk of depression. 3. Adherence to a healthy lifestyle can be effective in preventing depression relapse. 4. Higher quality and longer time period of sleep, enough exercise, more outdoor activities or sunlight exposure, and eating healthy and heavy breakfast routinely were associated with a lower risk of depression. 5. Patients with major depressive disorder represent an important target group for lifestyle interventions. 6. There is a positive correlation between the amount of exercise engaged in per day and the likelihood to develop a positive perception of exercise prescription as a tool in depression prevention and treatment. 7. People who adopt positive lifestyle factors were 15% less likely to be classified as having moderate or severe depressive symptoms. 8. Self-reported depressive symptoms were less frequent among subjects with a healthier lifestyle. 9. Depressed patients can follow prescribed lifestyle recommendations in the short term. Psychological and Islamic lifestyle view. Physical activity, exercise. Regular exercising has many physical and mental benefits. Studies have shown that physical exercise can reduce the risk of depression. It can be an independent or adjunct treatment for depression. Several studies have provided support for the antidepressant effect of exercise. These factors include improving blood circulation, changing serotonin metabolism, increasing endorphin release, enhancing levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, promoting mood elevation, and raising pain threshold. They also cause increasing self-efficacy and self-esteem and elimination or reduction of negative thoughts and rumination. Being physically active and fit in Islam. According to the point of view of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, a physically fit believer is better and more beloved to Allah than a weak believer. Islam encourages its followers to get involved in activities such as swimming, walking, running, wrestling, horseback riding, and camel racing. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, considers walking as a natural drug and says, the best thing you can cure yourself with is walking. Sleep. There is a robust body of evidence regarding the relationship between sleep disorders and mood disorders in adults and adolescents. Sleep disturbances occur in 90% of people suffering from depression. Therapeutic lifestyle change programs can improve sleep by addressing factors such as insufficient physical activity, caffeine use, and poor diet. Quranic verse 30:23 says, "And among his signs is your sleep by night and by day and your seeking of his bounty, verily in that are signs for those who hearken." In Islam, Kailila, midday nap is also recommended. Pre-sleep recommendations for good nightly sleep include 1. Going to the toilet. 2. Brushing the teeth. 3. Making wudu, ablution. 4. Reciting some verses of the Quran. 5. One should sleep facing the right side or laying on his back. Social relationships. Research has shown that the enhancement of social relationships is a protective factor against depression. Social relationship reduces the level of stress. Social activities can decrease rumination and provide social support. In Islam, social relationships emphasized include 1. Relationship with parents, including siblings, 17:30-32. 2. Relatives and neighbors. 3. Communal activities are also highly recommended. 4. Social dimension of the congregational prayers is the main objective besides their religious imperatives. Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, says, "If a close relative treats you indifferently and ignores your relationship, do not turn your back on him but keep on doing, on your part, the obligations of relationship towards him." Dietary modification. Healthy diets are clinically important to avoid depression and elimination/reduction in the already existent. Recommendations are 1. Eating multicolored fruits and vegetables. 2. Fish consumption. 3. Intake of folate, folic acid, zinc, magnesium, and vitamin D supplements. 4. Non-use of fast food. 5. A heavy breakfast consumption, and 6. Reduction/cessation of smoking and alcohol consumption. In Quran 2:172, Allah says, "A believers, eat the good and pure, lawful things that we have provided you and be grateful to Allah if you truly worship him." Greater than smoking is haram, unlawful, in Islam. Recreational activities. Recreational activities shift the attention of depressed persons away from their problems, also providing opportunities for experiencing positive emotions. Research has shown that participating in organized recreational activities leads to better mental health and reducing depressed mood. Religious involvement. The most potent of all in the Islamic belief system is the omnipotence of God, who is not only responsible but a panacea for all and everything. Utmost faith keeps adherents from mental and psychological negativities. A strict regimen recommended in Islam for living a pious, proper, and purposeful life regulates the behavior, ethics, and morality of the adherents. He observes avoiding consumption of harmful things, negative and perversive thoughts, rituals of timely praying, ablution, hygiene, fasting, getting up early for morning prayer, fasting, donating, helping others, being compassionate and tolerant. Listening to or reading Holy Quran is declared by the Divine to be a source of health and guidance. Listening to or reading Holy Quran would reduce stress and anxiety and can also be anti-rumination. The effects of listening to Surah Rahman and its increasing use by several medically trained doctors are making the medical community scratch its head, for it is resulting in full recovery from terminal illnesses. Efficacy of Surah Al-Rahman in Managing Depression in Muslim Women. https://pubmed.ncb.nlm.nih.gov/289008/59/. Islam in general affords and accords a lifestyle that is, often suggested by medical/psychological prescribers as the modified lifestyle for depression victims. Prevalence of and the contributing factors for depression in the Middle East. According to a recent study, the Arab world is experiencing severer problems of depression than the others. The unique challenges faced by this region makes it the most depressive region. Some of which are discussed as follows. 1. Stigmatization of any mental health condition in any region worsens the problem. In a society where mental health problem is associated with shame, disgrace, and disrespect, it is considered taboo, and people hesitate to talk about their mental health problems and are less likely to seek medical and psychological help. The internalization of the problems results in increased mental stress, leading to clinical depression and even suicides in many cases. 2. Lack of awareness and psychological help. Despite increased mental health awareness throughout the world, Arab world is still lacking behind. The Arab world has an Islamic culture, where mental health is usually associated with religion, where people are encouraged to deal with their mental health issues by maintaining a good relationship with God, involving in religious activities, and not discussing their problems with anyone else, due to cultural influence. Although limited professional psychological help is available, due to the cultural and religious beliefs, most people keep their issues to themselves and avoid seeking professional help, resulting in higher levels of depression in the region, Pakic, 2017. Note. The above two paragraphs are the work of Dr. Hina Naveed, a UAE-based marketing manager for the Mid East Medical Portal. She is a pharmacist, writer, and speaker. Her motive here is the promotion of the portal and profit-making. There is no disease that Allah has created, except that He also has created its treatment, Hadith. Cognitive neuroscience explains how destructive thought patterns and language, a word like no, can affect one's mental well-being. More than 1,000 years before Western psychology developed, Islamic psychological concepts in the Quran describe destructive emotions and harmful conditioning as nafs al-amara, full of vanity or commanding self. The Quran guides believers to overcome the inner turmoil that is causing harm by replacing it with nafs al-mutminah, satisfied or content. Hope. And never give up hope of Allah's soothing mercy. Truly no one despairs of Allah's soothing mercy, except those who have no faith. Quran 12:87. It is widely known that psychotherapy is a unique art developed by Western professionals during the 20th century. Psychotherapy was widely in use for treatments of mental disorders all over the world ages before the West. During the golden era of Islamic civilization, Islamic scholars had discussed the concept of psychology, psychiatry, psychotherapy, and their relationship to mental health. Abu Bakr Muhammad Zakaria al-Razi, 925 CE, is the first Muslim physician who introduced the methods of psychotherapy and achieved a lot of success in discovering the definition, symptoms, and mental health. A detailed discussion on mental health issues was published in his book entitled El-Mansuri Dan al-Tib al-Ruhani. Abu Sa'id al-Baqi, a 9th century Muslim polymath, mentions in his work on the sustenance of the soul that intentional psychospiritual practices nurture a resilience to mental illness, and that this is necessary as a preventative measure for all peoples. He even places a greater emphasis on mental health issues over physical health issues, illustrating that as human beings, we all are prone to psychological distress and a few of us will ever escape the stresses of life. Abu Sa'id al-Baqi highlights two of the most common types of mental illness. Those that are predominantly due to biological factors in contrast to those that are often psychological in origin. Understanding this can help us recognize the importance of accurately diagnosing and treating someone struggling with mental illness. Therefore, the absence of consciously developing psychological strength or the lack of seeking assistance after dysfunction has started can lead to unnecessary significant suffering. Badri, 2008. Religious affiliation. Religious and spiritual values are imperative in decision-making, relationship-building, resolving moral and ethical dilemmas, and letting go of things not in our control. People rely on religious beliefs and values to cope when experiencing psychological distress. Studies have found 90% of people surveyed cope through prayer and turn to religion. Many individuals with even medical illnesses seek out alternative forms of treatment that include prayer, exercise, rituals, and traditional healers. Significant numbers of people report a desire for greater integration of religious/spiritual care and medical treatments. 80% of those studied with mental illness use religious coping. A Muslim's connection with Allah and his religious values are integrated into his daily life at one or the other level. So, religious considerations and religious identity become of paramount importance in treatment considerations for mental illnesses. It is essential to neither downplay the role of religion and spirituality in mental health issues nor attribute mental illnesses exclusively to low faith and lack of religiosity. Traditional Islamically Integrated Psychotherapy, TIP. Integration of religious beliefs, practices, and considerations can make the healing and growth processes of therapy more beneficial and lasting. Data from research studies have supported the idea that spiritual and religious approaches to treatment are very supportive in treating many psychosocial issues. TIP is a therapeutic framework that is an ever-evolving modality of psychological treatment coined by Khalil Center. It utilizes models of psychotherapy inspired by the Quran, Sunnah, and the traditions of the scholars, particularly in the spiritual sciences of Tajia al-Nafs, to assist in the attainment of spiritual contentment, while also incorporating modern clinical interventions. Integrating religious beliefs, practices, and considerations can make the healing and growth process of therapy even more beneficial and long-term. Data from research studies have supported the idea that spiritual and religious approaches to treatment are very supportive in treating many psychosocial issues. Abu Hamid Al-Ghazali writes about the importance of psychospiritual health and its relation to our connection with Allah. In his Ihya Ulum al-Din, he writes, "When God wishes well for a servant, he gives him an awareness of his deficiencies," page 256. From this statement, we learn that the beginning to a path of achieving psychospiritual health is self-awareness, inkishaf. It is one of the core principles of TIP. A therapist acts as a psychospiritual practitioner. He embarks on an introspective self-discovery of the patient's emotional state to gain awareness of the patient's cognitive, emotional, and behavioral tendencies. After the person develops self-awareness of their habits, TIP practitioners facilitate holistic health by working on the different aspects of the mind towards creating a psycho-spiritual balance. Islam provides Muslims with a code of behavior, ethics, and social values, which helps them in tolerating, developing adaptive coping strategies to deal with stressful life events. Islam teaches how to live in harmony with others, seek the life to come by utilizing what God granted you, but do not neglect your rightful share in this world. Do good to others as God has done good to you. Do not seek to spread corruption in the land, for God does not love those who do this, Quran 28:77. According to attachment theory by John Bowlby, we know that having a secure attachment has been linked to overall well-being, coping, better mental health outcomes, enhanced self-esteem, and stronger relationship functioning. Thus, having a healthy attachment to God would also be linked to better psychological functioning, and whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then he will suffice him. Quran 65:3. From a biological perspective, different studies have found that being religious increases the patient's satisfaction and treatment adherence. Despite the growing size of the Islamic community in Western countries, most Western practitioners appear to have not been aware of the Islamic values and teachings during their educational careers. Religion is one of the most important psychosocial factors in human life, especially in the lives of Muslims. Hope. So, verily, with every difficulty, there is relief. Verily, with every difficulty, there is a relief. Quran, 94:5-6. Ibn Sina, known in the West as Avicenna, the founder of modern medicine, rejected the accusation that Muslims regard mental illnesses caused by a demon or an evil spirit. He viewed mental disorders as conditions that were physiologically based. It led to the embarking on the first psychiatric ward in Baghdad, Iraq in 705 CE by Al-Razi, one of the greatest Muslim physicians. It was the first psychiatric hospital in the world. According to Al-Razi's views, mental disorders were considered medical conditions, thus treated by psychotherapy and drug treatments. Pioneers like Al-Razi, 865-925, and Ibn Sina, Avicenna, 980-1037, established the first mental hospitals and applied humane treatments. The first mental hospital in the world was built in Baghdad in 705. for clarification to avoid confusion. Allah says, never give up hope of Allah's soothing mercy. Truly no one despairs of Allah's soothing mercy, except those who have no faith. Q. 1287. Allah does not obligate one beyond his capacity. Q. 2-286. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe.